Scott Frost spoke with reporters today in Lincoln, a day after he was named head football coach at Nebraska.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure at this time to introduce the 30th head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Scott Frost.
People pack a Memorial Stadium room for the official beginning of Scott Frost's Nebraska homecoming. Athletic department staff, media, lots of former players. The largest news conference crowd one longtime athletic department employee had ever seen.
Thank you, Bill.
20 years ago, Frost was here as quarterback of Nebraska's last national championship team. Now, Frost says he's thrilled to be back to try and guide the troubled program back to those glory days.
I think the leadership is right. I think the time is right. I think the state is hungry for unity. When I was here under Coach Osborne, there was unity of purpose and unity of belief and unity of understanding and unity of support for this program, what it stood for, and what it was accomplishing. This program needs that again. This state needs that again.
A lot's happened in the last two decades. For Frost, seven seasons as a player in the NFL, assistant coach positions at Nebraska, Kansas State, Northern Iowa, and Oregon, and most recently, 2 years as head coach at the University of Central Florida. For Nebraska football, a slide from national prominence that's led to four coaches fired since 2003. Nebraska finished 4-8 this season, the team's worst record in almost 60 years. Director of Athletics Bill Moose says the 42-year-old Frost is the right choice to turn things around, calling him, quote, the premier young coach in America and the pick of the litter.
We all know that he has a passion for Nebraska. And we know that he's a very, very good football coach. But he's got great integrity. He's got great morals. He cares about his players. I mean, you've heard him talking here. And he just can't get back to the fact that he genuinely cares about the players. And all those things are important.
On Saturday, Frost led Central Florida to a dramatic 62-55 double overtime win over Memphis in the American Conference Championship game. The win continued a remarkable turnaround for the Golden Knights, 0-12 the year before Frost took over, now 12-0 and headed to a major bowl game. Moose says he and Frost met in Philadelphia in November to talk about the job. Frost says he made his final decision last week. Moose, who's led Nebraska's athletics department for less than 2 months, says Frost was a main target for the Husker job.
I had people that talked to other agents and other coaches. I did have conversations with a couple. I did not offer the job to anybody but Scott.
Frost agreed to a 7-year, $35 million contract. That's $2 million more than what Mike Riley received last year, and compensation that puts Frost among the highest-paid Big Ten Conference coaches, trailing only Jim Harbaugh at Michigan and Urban Meyer at Ohio State. He'll face pressure right away to earn his money. Next year's schedule includes games against traditional conference powerhouses Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. The Wood River native also faces the pressure of being the popular prodigal son choice of fans who bought Frost Warning t-shirts and started Bring Scott Frost Back to Nebraska Facebook pages.
I played here, I understand it. I saw the best of this place. I also saw some hard times that maybe other people hadn't. But that's what makes this place great is the passion that the people here have for it. Watching it from afar, I'm not sure that that passion was unified, that passion was always completely supportive. It's my hope that by returning this to its roots and maybe with me coming back that we can get that passion all pointed in the right direction.
Frost met with players earlier Sunday. His main message to them?
I let them know that there's going to be a lot of hard work to be done, that things are going to change, a lot of things are going to change, but it's going to be a really fun process.
A process that begins right away. For NET News, I'm Mike Tobias.